Okay, Tebezhom, we're continuing in the second parak of Masachas Gittin, and we're learning Masachas Gittin, Parak Beis, Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah discusses what kind of ink you can use to write a get. But kol kos when you write with any type of ink, b'dio, b'sam, b'sikra, b'komos, b'kan katum, or b'kol tavashul kayama, anything that's a lasting kind of ink that's going to be permanent once it, obviously when ink is still moist, it's not permanent, but once it dries, it's going to be permanent. So regardless of what kind of dye it is, that's going to be kosher. Ain kosher lo b'mashkim, but you're not allowed to, write with juices, v'lo b'mei peros, or fruit juices, v'lo b'kol davar she'eino miskayim, or with anything that's not going to be miskayim, that's not going to be lasting once it dries. Al hakol kosvin, once we spoke about the ink, now we talk about the parchment. You could write on any type of paper, ala ala shel zayis, on the leaf of an olive tree, va'ala keren shel parah, v'nosin la sapara, on the horn of a cow, and just give the cow as the get. Al yad, you cannot write on the horn of a cow, then cut the horn off and give it, because it says v'kasa v'nasan, so it has to be v'yishay l'mechusra l'ksiva v'nesina. But if it needs to ketzitza in between the ksiva and the nesina, if it needs to be cut in between the ksiva and the nesina, that would make it possible. So you'd have to just give the cow. Al yad shel eved milson l'seved. Similarly, you could write in the hand of an eved and just give the eved. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer ein kosen lal davar sheish bo ruach chaim v'lo l'achlam. Rabbi Yossi Aglili disagrees. Says no. You're not allowed to write on anything that's alive, like a cow or an eved, nor are you allowed to write on foods like olive leaves, which are foods for certain types of animals, at least for a Yonah, as we know from the story of Noah sending the Yonah out of the Teva, and it comes back with an olive leaf. So you're not allowed to write on that. That's what and the reason is the Bar Tanur points out to Rachmana Karya get sefer, because the Torah calls a get a sefer. So ma sefer miyuchad shem baruchaim ve'eino ochel, I've called shem baruchaim ve'eino ochel, because just like a sefer is something that's not alive and is not a food, so get can only be something that's not alive and is not a food. And the Rabbanan say, well, if it would have said bisefer, that would be correct. But it doesn't say bisefer, it says sefer. And from there we see, it's just l'sfiris dvarim hu da'asa. That just means that it has to tell the story of what is happening. Moving along now, Perek Bey's Mishnah Dalid, ain kosim b'malchub l'karkei. Not allowed to write a get on something that's attached to the ground. K'savu b'malchub l'tlashav chasamu nesanula. If you wrote it on that which is attached to the ground, then you detach it from the ground and you sign it and you give it to her kosher. It's still going to be kosher, because even though you're not allowed to write the get on something that's attached to the ground, the main part of the get is the signing of the get. So as long as you signed it after it was already detached, that's going to be okay. Rabbi Yehuda poslashek sivaso v'chasim. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says the ksiva itself must be written when it's not attached to the ground. Rabbi Yehuda Mesera Omer, Ein Kosun Lo Lanyara Machuk, you're not allowed to write again on a piece of paper that's been erased, V'lo La Diftara, or on parchment that's not finished parchment, Neshri Yachol Is Daif, because it's very easy to forge such things. Meaning you could erase it and you could then write over it and no one would ever know the difference. So that's horrible for a get. You could erase parts of it and change names and change dates and change everything. V'cham machshirim. The Chacham say that you're allowed to write on these things, because the Chacham are of the opinion that it's not the Eide Chasima that are karti anyway, it's the Eide Mesira. So you're always going to have to bring back the Eide Mesira anyway, and they'll be able to tell you what was going on at the time and what actually was written on the get originally. So let's review what we learned today. So Mishnah Gimel, we said you could write with any type of ink as long as it's a lasting ink, but not with an ink that can't last. You could write in any type of paper, but it's got to be something that's detached from the ground. And if you're writing on a live animal like a para or on the hand of an eved, you just give the whole para and the whole eved. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no, you're not even allowed to write on an eved or a para because it's alive, nor on an olive leaf because it's food for Yonah. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said you're not allowed to write in that which is attached to the ground. But as if according to the Tanakhama, if you at least signed it after you detach the parchment from the ground, it's going to be kosher. But Rabbi Yehuda says no. Even the signing after detaching from the ground is not going to be good enough. The ksiva has to be when it's detached from the ground. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh taught a different din that you can't write on easily forgeable paper because you don't want them to be able to forge it. But the Chum disagree and they say you can write on easily forgeable paper because we're not worried about forgery since it's really a day Mesira Karti and not a day Chasima. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay.